KUOW reporter Liz Jones recently traveled to India to report on the boom in immigration between India and the Seattle area. And all this week, we're airing those stories in a special series called Two Indias, Near and Far. Decades ago, when immigrants moved from India to Seattle, they used to ask each other, why would you ever go back? But now, a growing number do head back, often so their kids can connect with India. Today, we find out what it's like for some Indians who go home again. Liz Jones has our report.
Picture an American teenage boy with slightly shaggy hair playing drums. That's Apoorv Koti. But now listen. Apoorv sits cross-legged on his living room floor. His head swoops low to the beat of the tabla. It's a pair of hand drums used in Indian music. Apoorv took up tabla after his dad took a transfer with Microsoft, and the family moved from Redmond, Washington to Hyderabad, India. That was 8 years ago. Apoorv is 16 now.
When I moved here, I knew that I really didn't like being here and I wanted to go back, but when it really came down to it, it was just weird things, like the fact that they use Celsius here and not Fahrenheit. I would take issue with that.
Apoorv's parents moved back to India for two main reasons, Apoorv and his older sister. Like many parents who returned to India, they wanted their kids to connect to this place. It worked.
Now I have my really close friends and everything, and I've gotten used to it here, so...
Along with tabla, Apoorv also plays electric guitar. Both instruments appeal to him.
Because they're two completely different instruments and used in two different worlds, I don't lean towards one more than the other.
That also kind of sums up how he feels about life in America versus India. He's at home in both countries, in both cultures. Well, for the most part, anyway.
In some regards, I'm still a little too American for my own good.
What do you mean by that?
I'm awful when it comes to language here. Yeah.
What languages do you speak? This is where you become very American, right?
This is where I become extremely American. I just speak English.
Most locals speak English, Hindi, and at least one regional language. Apoorv blushes a little, but English is all he needs at school, and with many of his classmates who also used to live in the States.
Hey, Jim, don't make this
bag.
Apoorv's headed to a Sweet 16 party later tonight. His mom, Biju, helps wrap the gift. She says these parties are a new craze here, inspired by the West.
An evil-eyed pendant.
I hope this family is part of a growing community in India. They're sometimes called expats, although repats might be more accurate, since they're repatriating to India after years abroad. Many come when their kids are young, so they can bond with family and the culture here. The Indian government estimates that every year up to 200,000 Indians move back, many from the U.S., where Indians are now the third largest immigrant group.
So we can go to the balcony.
Yeah, okay.
So that's Golconda, and we see three lakes here.
Apoorv's parents bought a home in this high-rise building a few years ago. Some of the furniture also made the trip from Redmond.
The coffee table, the side table, and the sofa.
In the kitchen, the pantry stocked with food bought during a recent trip to the States.
So you get almonds from Costco all the time.
So you do a big Costco trip when you're there?
Every time. And all these, the Nutrigrain trail mix bars, Nature Valley trail mix. This is my cook, Bala. She's making a curry. And
for Biju, domestic help is one perk of moving back to India. In Redmond, she cooked, cleaned the house, drove the kids around. But here, those tasks are easily outsourced. Now she has time to volunteer at a local school and to finally use the architecture degree she earned long ago at the University of Washington.
Masala, it's coriander seeds and dried red chilies.
After 15 years away, Biju is happy to be back. But she remembers it was a tough decision, and they had to time it just right.
We always had this feeling that the kids should get some exposure to their roots and their native, you know, the homeland. And I felt time was running out because as the kids grew older, then it would be harder for them to adjust.
It was tough. The kids cried a lot. At school, it took them a full year to adjust to more strict and formal teachers. Ironically, Biju remembers adjusting the opposite way when she went to college in the U.S., where students put their feet on the desk and call professors by first names. As for her husband, Suresh, who switched to a Microsoft campus halfway around the world, he landed on familiar turf.
We continue to work with the same set of people, same products, same technical challenges.
It's just a, you know, sitting in a different place, so there's no difference at all.
Downstairs at their sprawling housing complex with several high-rise towers, families gather to celebrate a holiday. Musicians play in the banquet room, which is next to the gym, swimming pool, just past the pharmacy and small grocery store. Biju's family lives in a gated community that's like its own tiny neighborhood and a hybrid of India and America. These communities are increasingly common here, with names like Orange County and Dollar Meadows. They spring up where multinational companies expand. That includes Seattle-based companies like Microsoft and Amazon. People who live here and can afford it tend to be returnees.
Somehow, once you've lived there, you kind of tend to get along only with, you know, similar people.
Now, these families share an Indian lifestyle very different from their childhood.
Things have really changed.
That's Aparna Rayapral. She's a professor of sociology at the University of Hyderabad. She studies trends of Indians who move abroad and return, as she did herself in the 90s. She says coming home used to be such an ordeal, in big and small ways.
When I came back in 94, I had one of those old-style laptops which had to be written in my passport that I was carrying a laptop back. Today you have all kinds of gadgets, nobody's even looking at you.
For the past generation, a stay in the U.S. was a one-shot deal. Then you'd settle permanently in India or the U.S. But now, Rayapral says it's far more common for families to travel or completely relocate back and forth. India's government, technology, and economy have all made the return much smoother. But down the line, these expat families tend to hit another fork in the road. That's when kids finish high school and set their sights again toward the West.
They're all American-born kids with American citizenship. They'll go back to college, so are the parents going to follow them?
Like Apoor, for example, our tabla-drumming teenager. His older sister's already at UC Berkeley, and he'll likely head stateside too.
My dream college is MIT. My realistic dream college is the other, like maybe Caltech or the University of Washington.
So will his parents follow or stay in India, where many who return say they feel a sense of belonging back in their homeland like nowhere else? I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.